Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Yep, fans are back this fall to college football and Happy Valley. And Mark at GoPSURV.com is celebrating that with a really special deal. First home game of the season against Ball State. Guess what? You can get one RV free when you purchase one other RV. So that's two for the price of one. Double the fun, double the family, double the friends. A lot of excitement there. If you want to find out more, call 1-800-519-8467 and talk to Mark. Or you could go to GoPSURV.com for more information. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, we are talking recruiting. And before we look forward to the visitors for this coming weekend to Penn State, two last names from last week's visitors. I just want to get a quick take from you on them. Danny Dennis Sutton, the defensive end out of Maryland. He's now become just a national recruit. He's blown up. And Nick Singleton, he's the running back from the Reading area. Highly regarded running back that Penn State really wants. Any word, any information on those two visits?
I mean, just look at their social media and it'll tell you everything you kind of need to know about how things went. And look, I want to go back to something you said in the last segment, Jim. So I think it's important to note that, yeah, a lot of guys are not going to come out after a visit where the red carpet is rolled out for them and their families and say, man, you know what? That place stunk. I didn't like it at all. If they feel that way, they're just not going to talk about it. So, yeah, it's mostly always positivity coming out of these visits, so you have to keep that in mind. But I do think that, truthfully, that Penn State's really doing a nice job with these guys. Both of the two you mentioned here, Dennis Sutton and Nick Singleton, are arguably the top targets left in the class of 2022 on offense and defense. And for me, I think Penn State really has put themselves in the pole position for both. Now, again, they are each going to take visits to other schools. They have some tremendous options at their disposal, so to speak. So it's not a guarantee, but Penn State, I think, is definitely pushing well in, you know, at this point in time to land both of those two. And now they just kind of have to survive the official visits to come next after the, you know, those guys went to their school. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But feels to me, Jim, like they have done everything they can to try and land those two guys. But Singleton from Pennsylvania, Dennis Sutton from Owing Mills McDonough, where, of course, Penn State has had just a ton of success of late. So, you know, those guys aren't ready to decide yet. They want to take the rest of their trips, but I think the Lions are in really good shape.
And you could tell the quality of these players by the competition for their services. All right, Greg, that was looking back to last weekend. Now let's look forward. Another big weekend coming up of visits. And I'd just like to throw some of these names at you, see what you have to say. First up is Christian Driver. He's a four-star safety from Texas. It's not that Penn State goes into Texas a whole lot, but there's actually a connection there with James Franklin, isn't there?
Yeah, so obviously Christian Driver, to a lot of people, they'll remember his dad, the NFL Green Bay Packers wide receiver, Donald Driver. Christian is a safety, it appears. He's an athlete by label in the recruiting sites, but it believes that he's going to be a safety, not a receiver at the next level. And Penn State's been pushing hard for him, but, you know, they could also be recruiting him as a receiver, too. So, you know, I think that obviously they're going to bring him in and put him wherever they think his fit is best once he gets here. Kind of a similar thing with Mekhi Flowers, where, you know, they like him as a receiver and they like him as a safety, and where do you put him, it just depends once he gets here and gets to work out. So we will see how that all goes, Jim, but this is a guy who they've been looking to host for a while that I think they lead for, and that I would be surprised if they didn't land in the end. But like some of the other guys we mentioned, I do truly believe he wants to take all of his trips before deciding. So time will certainly eventually tell where we are and where things stand, but you know, I do believe that at this moment in time, Penn State is in really good shape with him and can only help that this weekend.
That, for those who are keeping track, we've now mentioned five guys who are listed as either cornerbacks or safety. So there does seem to be an emphasis there. Another visit, last I saw, scheduled to come in this week is Drew Shelton. He's the offensive tackle. He's from Downingtown, but he's now playing at IMG Academy in Florida. And, Greg, I bring him up even though he's a commit because the word was that he was still going to be taking other visits. The school that I always heard about was Florida, and I thought he was scheduled to take his Florida visit last weekend. What's going on with Drew Shelton?
Yeah, so I don't think he actually ever made it to Florida. I could be wrong about that. I have not seen anything indicating as much, and I could have missed it. But, you know, I think with Penn State, they got him up, remember, back on June 1st, the first time he was going to obviously be able to take a visit when the dead period went to a quiet period, and it sounds like things went really well. So, you know, he's a guy that, again, when he's at IMG Academy, he's going to have the opportunity to visit other places, and he's going to have the chance to, you know, go with his IMG teammates to see a number of different schools. So, obviously, that means that it would be easy for him to maybe fall in love with somewhere else or at least get a feel for somewhere else. But I also think Penn State's doing a tremendous job recruiting him, and they've been doing that for a long time, ever since he left Downingtown West, I think it was, to go to IMG. So, you know, again, it's going to be one that we have to watch for some time. It's probably not going to end any, you know, probably not going to be put to bed as quickly as a lot of Penn State fans would like. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, I think that Penn State's doing its best here, hosted him, and put themselves in as good a spot as possible to keep that commitment for the long haul.
And I think it's interesting now, instead of having the commit watch, we're going to have the 107% commit watch.
Sure.
So that's what we're waiting for on Drew Shelton. Okay, Greg, in the time we have left, we're going to go a little more rapid fire. I'm going to throw names at you and ask you just where Penn State sits with them. These are scheduled visitors. One is Zane Durant. He's a four-star defensive lineman from Orlando. He also lists Indiana, West Virginia, and Miami among his schools that he's interested in.
Yeah, so this is a 6'1", 251-pound prospect, four-star who sits just inside the top 350 nationally, according to 247 Sports. He's a Florida guy, or the 247 Sports composite, for that matter. He's a Florida guy, so you know Jawan Sider's involved. You know John Scott Jr.'s involved. He's a player to watch. I really think so. And, you know, we'll see how things shake out there. I think it's going to be interesting to watch how these defensive line dominoes fall. They have Ken Talley in. They have some other guys on the board. Obviously, we've talked about tonight. Dennis Sutton is a top target there, and Durant's a guy that they've been hoping to host for some time. They're going to get that chance. So it looks to me like there will be a little bit of time between when his commitment, a little bit of time between his visit and then an eventual commitment. But he's been actively getting out to see school, so I don't think it'll be a long, drawn-out process once that quiet period ends at the end of June and the dead period starts back up again. I think that we'll be, seeing a result from him pretty quick. And Penn State has a chance this weekend to put itself in the best position for that choice to be it.
Okay, how about Omarion Hampton? He's a four-star running back from North Carolina. We talked earlier about Nick Singleton being the guy, the number one running back they're looking at, but they may take more than one running back.
Right. So Singleton obviously is someone that we've been watching for quite some time. And, you know, the other guy, of course, is Omarion Hampton. And Ramon Brown was on campus this past weekend. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Katron Allen visited from IMG Academy. He's a running back. So it's going to be fascinating, Jim, to see how the dominoes fall once they do. And I hate to keep using that phrase, but it's really true. I mean, you know how much space you have. You know that you have, 11, 12 commits already in. And you clearly, you know, even if you take a full 25, that still means you only have 13 spots left, which I know it might sound like a lot, but if you get a run of the position or two, you're going to fill up really fast, and it's going to happen quickly. So I'll be interested to see how that plays out, but Hampton's a guy that they've had a lot of high hopes for, and I think hope that his visit would be the one that kind of put them over the top. So we'll see how things come out of this weekend, but it looks to me like those two are the top targets, and I said there's some other guys on the board as well that I think they'd like to get to.
With the number of names that we're talking about, Greg, no, 13 does not sound like a lot. And my question, and it's probably for another week, is, you know, if we're looking at bringing in 25 guys, what does the 85-man roster look like? What does that number, overall number of 85 scholarships look like? And that's probably, like I said, a full segment conversation of where they go from there. Let's hit a couple more of these names. Keon Wiley, he's a three-star linebacker from Imhotep in Philadelphia. I think being a Pennsylvania guy raises that level of importance just a little bit. What are we hearing from him?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that he obviously is a player that Penn State's been looking at for a long time, too. They've been on top of him from the start. And, you know, what I look at him, he's an Imhotep guy, so obviously they got into Philadelphia already with Ken Talley, and they're trying with Keenan Nelson Jr., and Keon Wiley is obviously a player they've been keeping a close eye on as well. He has a number of offers. Terry Smith is in the mix there. He could be a linebacker, could be a defensive lineman. Kentucky, I know, is going to get an official. I believe Pittsburgh already got one, so we'll see. But, yeah, for Penn State, I think they look at it as what is you know, what do they have to do to get him here? And I think it's impressive more than what he sees at the other schools. So I like where they're at. But, you know, again, I keep saying I like where Penn State's at. But to the point you just made, Jim, I mean, at some point, they're going to run out of room, right? I mean, at some point, they're just not going to have the space to take everyone that they want and everyone that we're mentioning and everyone who might want to commit to Penn State. That's going to lead to, and we've talked about this before, Jim, but some hard conversations with guys who you genuinely want to have as a part of your program, but you just might not have room for in this recruiting cycle. So we'll see. But, you know, the other thing you got to keep in mind, too, is that Penn State's never going to, you know, never going to put itself in a place where it is not, you know, it is built basically on just transfer players, but it now knows it has to leave some room for transfers. So you have to keep that in mind, too, that you might have to hold off on a couple of high school guys if you want to have the space to get some transfer portal guys, you know, next year or whatever. So, like I said, it's going to be a tricky balancing act for Penn State because, again, I do truly believe they sit in a really good place with almost all these guys I'm mentioning, and I don't know how they could possibly take them all.
That's exactly the point, but it's nice position to be in that you're holding a good position with so many different players. You could pick out the best ones. That is it for quarter number two. In quarter number three, it will be time to ask Greg. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.